Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. It's really hot in Chicago, so we started our day off getting sexy.
Yeah, and some things, you know, some clothing is sexy, some vibes are sexy, some weirder
things are.
Anything, whatever makes you feel sexy, which often can happen when you walk into the wrong bathroom.
Yeah, you know, it happens to the best of us.
It does, and it happens to you, too.
It happened to me.
Oh, ouch!
Whoa! Yes! For the win, all things true. All things are true.
But if you are hanging out in the wrong bathroom and you have kids, you might need a sitter, and you might need to take out a loan to pay for this sitter now.
Where am I? I'm moving to the Hamptons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, go to the Hamptons. Kids? If you want to, quit your job and become a babysitter in the Hamptons, and you'll do fine. All that and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast. What makes you feel sexy? A new survey was done that says people at the age of 53 feel their sexiest. And J-Lo is about to be 53, which is making every human on planet Earth feel horrible about their own selves.
Right. I don't think, it makes you feel less sexy if you compare yourself to her, for
sure. Like if you told me The Rock was 70, I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I believe you, but I feel like, because he has no body hair for me to kind of know.
No.
I'm like, you know what I mean? Yeah. If he started going gray, I'd, you know, like Rob Lowe. I'm like, okay, Rob Lowe.
Right.
Still pretty
chiseled,
but
pretty
all right.
Good,
Rob Lowe and John Stamos, wherever those guys go and get like whatever shot up into their bodies, forget about it.
Rob Lowe, he's on the Atkins. That's the whole thing.
He's got Atkins. He's got his own face like a lotion line.
That's right.
What makes you feel sexy? Text it to us at 60123. Right off the top, we're heading to the Red Room.
Uh-oh.
And 815, I like a dark room and a blindfold.
Whoa. Okay.
But nobody else, just them.
All right.
That's like a feel around for stuff.
No competition that way.
I like to do that and then try to make a sandwich.
Yes.
Woo! From a 219, you know what makes me feel sexy? My manners. I kind of get that. You know what I mean? When you find that people are reacting well to how nicely you look.
Pulling out a chair, opening a door.
Right. I've been thinking since we did this, what makes me feel sexy? And 773 and I think. Now, they say my hair, and for me, I think it's like a fresh haircut. Like, I feel like when I have a fresh haircut, I'm like, all right, you're killing it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not. But in my mind, I'm like, all right, you're all good. The sides of your head aren't doing that weird thing.
Yeah, sorry. I saw some meme along those lines, and the bottom line is essentially it's like me with a fresh haircut, and it shows you a picture of, like, the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That's what I feel like,
Heck yeah, that's great. From a 773, this is a good one. What makes me feel sexy? Getting dressed up.
Oh,
you know what I mean? The second you put on like a nice fitting suit, I'm like, oh, yeah, watch out.
And then you're like, when can I get out of this?
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, I look good in these heels, but they suck.
Yeah.
I think that about my wife. I'm like, when can I get you out of that? You know. From a 708, yoga pants.
Here.
Oh, yeah. Pip, pip, I say. Yeah. From a 630, what makes me feel sexy? Working out and being in shape.
For sure.
I'll take just the working out part.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of get that, you know, when you get off a, like, even the Peloton, you get off like a 30-minute ride, I'm like, I feel great.
I think I lost 10 pounds.
Yeah. Right, and then a half hour later, I'm like, why can't I walk?
Yeah.
What is going on here? This one's cool. From an 815, what makes me feel sexy? When I'm riding my motorcycle next to my husband on his motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, you
that's
can
keep like,
up.
Oh, watch out. That's like a Cialis commercial right there.
That is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're like, it works for everybody.
Yep.
If your motorcycle runs for longer than 4 hours, see a doctor.
Yeah.
<They're> like, what? From a 312, what makes me feel sexy? Black underpants. There you go.
Yeah.
219, my tattoos make me feel sexy.
Mm.
I think good tattoos do. You know what I mean? You've seen like really good tattoos on people before. You're like, that's really well done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like The Rock is covered in tattoos.
Yeah. Hey,
right?
You're talking a lot about The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock and Jason Momoa. I guess I've got a developing man crush.
Yeah.
Does Ryan Reynolds have tattoos? To find out. From a 708, right here with this one. This makes me feel sexy. My Spider-Man costume. Stan Lee himself told me it was the best non-Hollywood costume that he'd ever seen.
Ooh, that's quite a compliment.
That's got to really make you feel like, all right,
wow.
I'm going to go jump off the Sears Tower and swing across the city.
Let's not.
Right now. A 630 late. I know Nikki had him on yesterday and hated it. This makes me feel sexy. High heels.
Yeah.
At our photo shoot, she was like, can we be done with these
I
now?
Was like, how do I walk again? I don't recall.
773, lipstick makes me feel sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that a one?
When you get that perfect color, it's very hard to find the great color.
Yeah. Oh, boy, a 773 is really painting a picture for us. When my legs are freshly shaved, I'm fresh out the shower, and I put on an oversized men's T-shirt and get into bed with fresh sheets.
Ooh, yes, I know exactly what she's talking about.
Cow.
They are sexy.
Waxing my legs was mine.
Yeah, so okay, waxing your legs, great.
Because I'm like a hairy European woman, and as soon as I get that hair out, I'm like, ho-ho-ho! Game time.
And here's one from a 708, and you might want to talk to HR. My supervisor once told me that I'm very sexy in the way I use English with European accents. Ha ha. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
That can, I can go a lot of ways there.
Yeah.
Hopefully you feel safe going to work. That's all that matters.
Right.
And somebody said a flat stomach, and to that I say, leave us alone. Come on.
That's right.
What's your problem?
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, we told you a couple of weeks ago that Kim Kardashian West wore Marilyn Monroe's dress to the Met Gala. Mm-hmm. Big news, really exciting. Oh my God, iconic dress, iconic moment.
Some people were mad.
Yeah. Being like, you know, she doesn't deserve to wear that, blah, blah, blah. So she, from the beginning, was like, I want to respect this dress as much as possible. I want to take care of it. She wore a she only wore it on the red carpet of the Met, and then she changed into a replica of it because she wasn't going to sit in it. She wasn't going to eat in it. She didn't want to ruin the dress.
You want to spill bolognese on that thing, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely not, no.
So it turns out, actually, though, now they're complaining that there might be some damages to the dress after she wore it. Ripley's has that dress in their museum.
And the dress is a little Ripley.
It is a little bit Ripley. Oops. In the zipper butt area, as you can expect, that was stretching a little bit. They also say in the shoulders, it is missing some of those rhinestones that are on the dress.
Right.
And they put a side-by-side picture. I do think that they're trying to make a little bit more out of something that's nothing, because the side-by-side, you know, the color's not even the same. It's like, here is the original, and here is the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that looks really pretty and gorgeous, and now this looks really pretty dingy.
Right. Well, all you need is a picture of it the day before she wore it, and then a picture of it the day after.
I know, but
and
it's
if there are fewer rhinestones on it, then that's a problem.
Yeah, now you got to think,
right. But, like, you know, like, when they do a before and after of, like, a weight loss thing, and it's like, in one picture, they're smiling and have their makeup done, and then in one picture, they're, like,
black and white, and they're hunched over.
That's kind of what the side-by-side looks like. Like, they're clearly trying to make it look uglier.
Yeah, I saw it. I thought there were actually fewer rhinestones than had started on the dress, and I think that was one of the things.
If I'm Ripley's, I'm like, hey, come check it out.
That's
like, you know what I mean? Like, when's the last time anyone's been to a Believe It or Not museum?
Yeah, exactly. So there is a little bit hype around it. Obviously, a lot of people talking about that online. Since we're on the note of fashion, let's get into this one. Food and Wine magazine says that Crocs and Jimmy Buffett have teamed up for a Margaritaville clog.
Oh, my.
Now, this is something Kim Kardashian should wear.
Yeah, does it look like a cheeseburger?
I don't know. So the Croc is lime green with a lime on it, a salt shaker, a shot glass, an ice cube, and an umbrella pin. You can get these adorable Crocs for the low, low price of $64.
Not bad.
Right? Woo! A little Jimmy Buffett to get your hot morning started.
I actually kind of love them.
You love them?
They're like a swirled light. So they actually, they look like a blended margarita.
A blended margarita.
Yeah.
Oh. Sounds so refreshing on a day like today.
I prefer them over ice, but whatever. Mm-hmm. What do I know?
To each their own.
Maybe you
prefer this. In at number one, there's a new trend. People on TikTok are slapping each other with tortillas.
Hey, now here we go.
Right? So TikTok is a weird place,
Isn't it, though?
Where we don't know what's up and what's down and what's going to be popular. But right now, people are standing around in a circle or even just with a pair.
Boy.
They're using a flour tortilla, not corn. It's got to be flour because it's bigger, floppier.
Yeah.
You can really
bigger and floppier in 2022. Welcome.
You can really get a good slap across the face. And there are different variations of it. Some of them are doing like paper, scissors, rock to start off and see who slaps someone first. But it's kind of like a staring competition meets like a slapping competition, but with a tortilla.
With a tortilla, yeah. Boy, if you had, you should have brought some in and then you could have just surprised us right now and slapped me.
Yeah.
Would have been great.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Tomorrow,
now I know it's coming.
We got plenty of week left.
Yeah, we got a lot of time, a lot of TikTok left.
Yeah. You never know when someone might slap you with a tortilla, so watch out.
I just wake up. I'm like, why are you in my house? Wow. Was that a corn tortilla? Can you even get a flour? Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow, that's gluten-free. All right.
Oh, yeah, that is. And that was your flash briefing.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Deals. Yeah. Good deals.
Come on.
It's the best.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
If you see something, you don't even need it. You're just walking through the store and you're like, is that 67% off?
And then you get up there and you know it's 70% off and they're like, oh my God, an extra 10%. And it's like, what? That happened.
Yeah.
When that happens, I don't know. Woo, I got to walk away.
And they're like, buy one more, get one free.
I'm
like,
oh, five. Yeah. Let's go.
Yep. Stop.
My wife and I have done the thing where you see something and it's like lightly damaged, so it's really on sale, and we'll look at it and we'll be like, no one's going to see that part.
No.
It's fine.
Yeah.
No one's going to ever see the two front doors of this thing. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy it. We'll be fine. This guy's got the name for it. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Hey, how's good morning?
Not
hey,
bad. How are you doing?
Okay, other than I went and I bought a motorcycle lift yesterday.
Whoa!
What is that even? So you can, like, raise it up literally off the floor of the garage and work under it?
Yeah. It only goes up probably 17 inches, but it levels it. And it's like, I'll probably use it once and then use it for an ATV, figure it out. I don't know. I'm not really a mechanic. I just do putzing stuff. But it was such a good deal.
Of course.
I want to lift it up to take some good pictures of it.
Right.
That'll be Rich in his garage. Honey, I'm lifting up the bike. Get the camera.
Yep.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't even know what I'm going to do with it. And Jay. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Dude, I don't know how you did this because this is insane. What did you buy? And if you don't mind saying how much you paid.
About 17 G's. I've got a Tesla.
Tesla for 17?
What?
That's insane. Was it like stepped on by the Hulk?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you the truth. It arrived. The whole front end was smashed in.
Oh.
So it wasn't the best deal in the world, but I bought everything on eBay and fixed it in my garage after watching like 100 YouTube videos.
Whoa. So you fixed up the Tesla.
Turned out perfect.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I hope you didn't have to do like the self-driving part because in that case, I'm not quite sure I trust it.
It didn't have all that. It was an earlier model. But it turned out cool. I ended up paying like 22 total, 23
that's
total.
Nice.
That's amazing. Jay, can we hold your number? Like, would you do this on commission if I were to find a $4 Tesla?
Everybody's asking me, and I'm telling them all no.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're like, I'm keeping this for myself.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
And you got to feel so good driving that thing around, being like, I did it.
Seriously.
You jerks. You don't even know. That's awesome. And Beth. Hi, Beth. There's a little puke theme going on around here. So Violetta's sister, Steve Madden's, smelled like puke.
Yep.
And your husband did what?
Yeah, we were on vacation at Wisconsin Dells, and he comes back from the outlet with this puke-colored winter coat. It was like a mix between yellow and green.
Yeah.
And he wore that thing for like 2 years. $13 for it.
$13?
Hey, babe. The color's called bile. What do you think?
Yes.
Good, right? Not bad, right? Yeah, babe. Oh, my gosh. Was it like a big puffy one? Like, was it very noticeable when he walked in a room like, Bobby Puke is here? Oh, that's hilarious.
Did he tell everyone it was $13 if anyone talked about it?
Oh, no, but he was so proud of it.
Of course he was.
Sure.
That is hilarious, walking around in a puke jacket. And finally, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm reading what it says here, and I just started laughing out loud. And Nikki and V were like, what? I'm like, just wait for Stephanie. What did you buy?
I bought a two-kid stroller, and I don't have any kids.
Stephanie!
So you were just at, like, a bye-bye baby for fun, or what happened?
I was at Walmart, and I just happened to go in the clearance section, and it was, like, one of those where the kid sits in the front, and then the other kid stands the back, so it's not
even
like...
Oh, yeah, those are great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Stephanie, do you have a husband? Any plans of having kids? Like, what's your status? I hate to get personal, but, like...
No, please do. So I actually bought it right before my second date, but he's my husband now, and we're actually expecting our first child.
Oh my God!
You still have the stroller?
Stop it!
That is unbelievable.
Now, did he know you bought the stroller? Because I feel like he'd be like, oh my God, this girl's crazy.
Oh, well, yeah, I told him right away. I was like, hey, I want kids, I want a house, I want all this stuff, and I already bought this, so if you're not it,
try. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Can I ask when you're due?
I'm doing in November.
In November, great.
All right. Congrats.
Can we just go ahead and pull a switcheroo and send Stephanie, her husband, and baby in utero to Summerfest?
Absolutely.
Would that be cool?
That is so cool.
You guys go. That might be, you'll be able to walk around.
Yeah.
Still, right?
Yeah. Finally use that stroller.
Yeah, he can push you around in the stroller.
Yeah, you can put,
it'll
be
great.
You can put like beer, your husband's beers in there. Oh, there's so many. You can test it out.
Yeah, and you can just eat ear after ear of corn. It'll be fantastic.
Yes, you have a 4-pack of tickets to Summerfest in Milwaukee. You can even just the two of you be like, there's no one in these two strollers right now, but I want to use these two tickets.
By that point in pregnancy, you might want to sit a seat across from each other, so you just take those four, spread yourself out.
Yeah.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
None of us really have any idea what's about to happen, but Nikki, something happened with Nikki's bathroom.
Okay, no, it was my bathroom.
It was your bathroom at home, because the bathroom here has been out of order for 2 days, and I just wondered if this was a
confession.
Not here
either.
Okay. So the day, you know, we talked about this for a moment. We were all out at Rosemont.
Oh, yeah, Monday.
Monday. Yes.
On Monday, doing different things for a video.
Yeah.
I had the super pleasure of being part of the Fashion Outlets of Chicago, which we talked about, you know, deals, love deals. So we're getting ready to shoot the video. And, you know, my dad is texting me because he needed help with something. I had to put makeup on. I've got, like, this bag. I was super distracted. So I'm like, I got to put makeup on for this video. So I run into the bathroom.
At Rosemont.
At Rosemont. Okay. At the Fashion Outlets. Because the door was propped open. I, you know, go in. And I'm putting on makeup and this guy walks in behind me. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I kind of smelled a little bit like pee. And I looked around and I go, I think I'm in the wrong one. And he's like, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And so I just put my makeup back in my bag. And then I walked into the, which the girls, the ladies' room was lovely.
Yeah,
I'm just
going to
say. It was.
I hear that's always the case, by the way.
I did an unofficial science experiment. And I was like, man, these guys really, they did not get the bonus that we did. But so, yeah, I just collected my stuff and apologized to the gentleman. Proceed. And then went into the ladies' bathroom to put my makeup on, kind of gather myself. I mean, I feel like I handled it okay.
Yeah.
Because
I just
was really cool. And I was like, once he walked by and we both were confused, I'm like, oh, I think it's me. I think
it's
me.
My bad.
Yeah, because then I started sensing what was around me.
You were also doing your makeup in the reflection of a urinal. So that was also a good sign that you were in the wrong space.
In my defense, the urinals were around the corner. Because that was my first thing. I'm like, but I don't see any urinals. And then I peeked around and I'm like, oh, there they are.
Oh, there they are.
Right. So... Huh.
You were in the men's room.
I was in the men's
room.
That
is hilarious.
In a very public place. You know, I don't know if it's happened to other people or when that dawns on you. I don't know. The whole thing was just...
You can't be the only one.
No.
Right?
And you get so scared so quickly for no reason. It's not like anyone was like naked or doing it.
No.
So it's like, there's no reason to be that uncomfortable. But when you're in the wrong bathroom, you're like... So when you realize it, you get so scared for some reason. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
The poor guy who walked in, he like jumps when he sees me because he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then that, you know, and it was me. It was my fault.
Yeah, like he was like, no, you're wrong.
Get out of here.
Yep. Get your ass out of here.
So anyway.
That's hilarious.
I never told you guys that happened.
In college, there would always be really long lines at the bars at the girls' bathroom and not the guys' bathroom. So we used to let girls cut in to the boys' bathroom so they could use it while that line was so long. You know?
Seen that.
We would do that, but Nikki can't be the only person that accidentally walked into the men's room and thus started putting on makeup and then had to walk out with half a makeup face and shamefully walk into the women's bathroom.
I don't even know. I was just like, oh my
God. Like, oh, sorry.
Gathering my bags from like the stuff I got.
Let me just grab all my things.
Sorry.
Wow,
guys.
You really bring a lot in here, don't you? 312-233-1019. You went into the wrong bathroom. 312-233-1019. At Wonder Museum, where we were yesterday, their bathrooms are gender neutral.
Yeah.
So I went into the bathroom to change because I had to change my outfit, and I went into the stall, and all of Violetta's stuff was in there.
Oh.
All set up, and I was like, oh.
And for a moment, were you like, oh my God, I'm in the wrong bathroom.
Am I in the wrong? And I was like, oh no, these are gender. Okay, great, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tried some of her stuff on, and it worked great.
They looked great on you.
Thank you.
The pictures are fantastic.
I was just nervous about the height difference, but really, I mean, the thighs, showed.
Now you showed a lot of legs.
Now I know, Boy, that tan, I should have cleaned that up. You walked into the wrong bathroom. We did get a text from an 847. I was once on a flight with Tim Meadows, you know, from SNL or The Ladies' Man.
Chicagoan.
That's right. And she said, when we got off the plane, I watched Tim Meadows walk off the plane and into the wrong bathroom. So even celebrities have done it, Nikki.
Thank you.
Even celebrities. And Chris. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure to meet a fellow Chris. I look forward to seeing you at our quarterly. What happened? You walked into the wrong bathroom?
So, I was having to get up at the crack of dawn to attend a professional development conference in Oak Brook. I'm in the Bumble Northwest suburbs. And so I just quickly stumbled into a bathroom before it started, and as I'm seated, I hear water running, and I'm thinking something's wrong in the bathroom, and a heat flash over my face and dawned on me. I am not in the bathroom I should be in.
That guy just has a strong stream.
You're in a stall.
Yeah, and so now I'm playing this game of, when do I know he's finished? When do I know someone's not standing there in preparation? Mm-hmm. How do I bolt out of here without being caught? I was mortified.
Oh my
Don't blame
God.
You.
And meanwhile, they're looking at your feet like, how long is she going to be in there?
Yeah, hang on.
What did she wear?
Well, I'm picking up my feet, thinking, please don't look at my shoes. Please don't notice.
Just hiding them. You're like, oh, yeah. Let me get these up against the stall.
The heels looked weird.
So about how long, Chris, how long did you wait in there, Chris?
I was in there for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's typical for a guy's bathroom.
Well, the conference was just starting, so everybody and their brother had the same idea. Quick, get in, get in. And I just was held captive.
And then were you seen? At the end of the day, were you seen with your escape?
No, I never got caught because I went right to the donuts. And, you know, I just kind of got lost in the crowd and nobody knew.
Yeah.
But you would think the scent would have screwed me in. But no, you're on that mission. It's like, get in, get out, start the conference. So, yeah, I sniff test every time now.
Man, didn't even wash your hands. Just went straight to the shared donuts.
You know what? I don't even know. I blacked out.
I had
an out-of-body experience. I just kind of walked it out of there.
Yeah, that's an out-of-potty experience is what that was.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
There you go.
Oh, and William, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. Now, what happened? You walked into the wrong bathroom?
Yeah, a few years ago, I was at the Morton's Steakhouse in Naperville, and I was looking for the restroom, and they're kind of recessed. You know, there's like, you go into a little. So I look, and I'm like, oh, there they are, and I see men. So I just go in there, and I'm you know, well, it's kind of frou-frou in here, and there are no urinals. So
smells great.
Standing,
yeah.
Well, so I'm standing in the stall. You know, I'm not sitting, I'm standing.
Oh, and sure,
all of a sudden I hear the clack, clack. I'm hearing the clack, clack, clack of heels that I'm like, what the heck? And then, you know, then suddenly it dawns on me and I kind of hear a giggle as the woman goes into the stall next to me. So I run out, you know, I wash my hands real quick. I run out, I turn around. Well, from where I was standing, the W.O. in women was blocked from my point of view.
That's their fault. Yeah. That's their fault.
That would happen in a sitcom or a cartoon.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
It was frou-frou in there, huh?
William, that's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know what to do. This is weird. Last night I was at Tao for a meeting with the American Cancer Society, and their bathrooms are labeled yin and yang. And I walked up and I was like,
Am
I yin or yang?
I just remembered this. I opened the door and I did like a full body lean in and I saw the tip of a urinal and I was like, I guess I'm yang. Thanks.
Standing there Googling.
Literally, I was about to pull my phone out. I was like, what do I do? Hi, Julia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, you walked into the wrong bathroom?
Not quite. So there is a restaurant in Wheaton that I went to many, many years ago. And I walked into the bathroom, you know, did my business, washed my hands. And as I was leaving, on the back of the door, it said men. And I quickly realized that they did that on purpose in the women's restroom to scare everybody. So they switched the gender.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Wow. So on the side, you could see when you were leaving, it said men, not on the outside.
Yeah.
Right. So it was the right one. It said women when you walked in, but as you were leaving, it like scared everybody.
That's hilarious. They had one waiter that was like, hey, guys, I got an idea.
Right?
They do that at Bub City. When you walk into Bub City, there would be a mannequin using a urinal in the women's bathroom. So you open the door and you go, oh, no.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, it's a mannequin. Let's take a picture
of
it.
Those jokesters.
Quit messing with us when you're doing that.
Hilarious.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. So I was actually just going to say exactly what Violetta just said.
That's hilarious.
The team outing and great barbecue food, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked into the women's bathroom, and it's like sheer panic for that moment. You're like, OMG, I'm in the wrong one, and somebody's using the urinal.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're like, what do I do? Yeah. Oh, he's not even real. Just walk up and pinch his butt.
Did you take a picture? Yeah, you took a picture.
Moment of sheer panic.
Of course. Like, okay, what do I do? Where do I go? Oh, my God. But this barbecue is great. It's fantastic. So you're not the only one. Do you feel better?
I do. I feel better.
Good.
Yeah, poor guy. I wanted to like find him in the mall to apologize.
No, you gave him. He has the best story now.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Nikki from the Morning Mix was doing her makeup in the men's room.
He was just in a rush, though.
Yeah.
He couldn't talk to you. He was flying by you like, get out of here,
he was
lady.
Trying to take a coffee poop, and you're in there. That's all. He needed to do his morning constitutional. He goes and does laps at that mall, and boom.
Just multitask.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Now, this number that I have, I do want to be clear. We are talking about the Hamptons. So let's take this with that grain. But babysitters' rates are going up, according to a magazine. Teenage workers in the wealthy Hamptons area, so at least they know to point that out.
Yeah.
They're charging $45 an hour to babysit.
What?
So So if you are summering in the Hamptons with your kids and you decide that mom and dad are going to go to dinner or whatever, $45 an hour is the going rate.
Okay.
Now, in the Hamptons, you can also pay that babysitter $125 an hour to also teach the kids how to play chess.
Oh, wow. That's
well,
quite
you go
a
on
bump.
Your, yeah. You go on that private Disney trip around the world,
yeah.
Come back, and your kid is Bobby Fischer.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
They also say that teens, along with the babysitting, are charging $70 an hour to teach the kids sports.
Okay.
So, Whip, you could probably quit, move to the Hamptons,
sure.
And maybe hand over fist teaching these kids how to play sports.
Yeah, I mean, my question on both the chess and the sports, do you have to get results from those kids on those things, or can you just teach them anything? It's like, hey, I tried.
I taught him how baseball works.
Exactly.
It's not my fault.
Yeah,
right?
Lead a horse to water, give me my money.
But as a parent, I mean, we need babysitters often, and we have a collection of babysitters that we go to, like four or five, but often we also have, like, my sister-in-law will help us out, and she'll watch, you know, and then she's just like, thanks, see you later. We don't pay her for that.
Yeah.
She gets the joy of seeing her niece and nephew,
maybe
right?
Buy him dinner or something.
Yeah, buy him dinner, right? Or we, you know, drop the kids at my parents' house once in a while, or my wife's parents' house, whatever. So you have family that helps you, but our rate is around $18 an hour is what we're paying a babysitter.
Wow, that's what it's at?
Yeah, that's what
house?
We're paying a babysitter at our house.
I mean, and so then do you try to keep it to like a three-hour event then?
Well, here's what's funny is now, like if we go to dinner and like a movie, yeah, you step back and you're like, well, that was like a $200-plus night, you know,
easy.
With babysitter and everything.
Yeah.
Are you guys around that range, Nikki? Do you
know? Well, because you pay a little more because you have two.
Yeah,
usually
there's a bump for the second
kid.
There's
like a slight bump.
Right.
So you were around like 15, 16.
Yeah.
And then you always have to round up. That's the other thing. So, like, let's say you get home. Let's say it's, you know, 2.5 hours.
Right.
Obviously, you pay three.
Give them the three,
you
right.
know. And then I think we've also seen if you're a little late on something, if you say you're going to be home by a certain time and you end up being excessively late, like, then you have to pay, I think, a lot more.
Like, every 30 minutes, like, we're not going to make it. Can you stay an extra half hour?
Right. Or just sometimes, you know, longer than that. But definitely, yeah.
We 15. Also live in the city, so often we'll pay for an Uber or a Lyft home.
Seriously, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll cover their Uber or their Lyft. But sometimes we have to do that to, like, get them on board. Could you babysit Saturday night? You know, like, can you be here at 6:30? Like, well, I don't know. Like, what if we pay for your Lyft? Okay, great. What, you want a pizza while you're here? Great, let's do it.
And then that's the other thing. And then you do buy dinner, typically.
Right. Some,
so
lot,
it's dinner, a ride, and then the $15 plus.
I just show them where all my Cheez-Its are. I cover stuff.
That's it.
I'm going to start babysitting.
You really should. No joke. Whip, do you guys have like a going rate out there?
I don't remember. It's been so my daughter, Tori, now does babysit.
Oh, okay.
For
and you don't pay
people.
Her. You just let her live there.
Well, no. I don't, when she's home, I don't consider that babysitting. I just consider that being home.
Yeah, right.
But no, she babysits for other people. She's just gotten into that. So whatever
good
rates you're saying, I'm telling her to bump it up by a couple of bucks for extra good service. And we'll all be happy.
Send her to summer in the Hamptons and she'll come home rich. She'll buy you that
this
Tesla.
This is a great idea.
That's crazy.
Yes.
So that's kind of where we're at. V, you used to babysit?
Watched a baby. I watched
One child.
A movie about a baby, Boss Baby.
She's,
three men and a little baby.
I think she's three, and she was really nice, but she wouldn't go to bed. And I didn't get paid, because it was like a family friend.
Got it. Yep.
You just bought her a steak.
Right.
We're going to do some... Well, I was planning on ordering myself Uber Eats when she went to bed, but she never went to bed. So I was like, God, when is this kid going to sleep? I'm starving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you want some more goldfish? She's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, all right, then I'm going to eat the goldfish, because I'm starving.
Well, sometimes our kids will be down before the babysitter shows up. So, like, we'll have put them to bed.
Yeah.
And the babysitter will never see them.
What a
except
gig,
for on
right?
a monitor.
Babysitter won the lottery.
Exactly. That's what I'm like. We just paid her to watch Stranger Things.
Just
I mean, she's doing it. We need her there, of course.
You never know.
But also, all right, what is your rate for a babysitter? Or perhaps you are one, and what is your rate? 312-233-1019. I think we'll ask, where do you live? And what are you paying for a babysitter? And maybe we'll get some more intel on that. Where do you live and what's your hourly rate for the babysitter? We got a bunch of texts that came in. We're out in Frankfurt. We have three kids. We play 20 to 25 an hour, but they also drive the kids to activities.
Oh, that's huge,
too. So that's a huge one. I remember us having babysitters as kids.
Yeah.
Meredith used to take us to, like, you know, band camp and basketball camp. And
Magic camp.
Yeah.
My kid asked that. He's like, can I just take a lift? I'm like, no. You're not. You can't take a lift by yourself.
Butthead?
Uber kids should be a thing, though.
We're like, they have it in New York. That's not a joke.
How? The liability I've always heard is so bad.
Right. Mm-hmm. But like somehow they'd have to be like specially trained people or something. I don't know.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah. We also say an 847, I used to charge 25 cents an hour. So that's a throwback. And we got some folks in Denver listening on the free Mix app. Thank you so much for doing that. $20 an hour with tip, because we have to tip them, too. And Teresa. Hi, good morning, Teresa. How are you today?
Hi, good morning.
You have kids that you're babysitting for, or you pay a babysitter?
So my daughter babysits.
Okay.
I have two daughters, and they're 14 and 16. And when they babysit, their rate is about $7 an hour. And that's with two kids. I drop them off and pick them up.
Wow.
And I tell them, you're getting paid to watch a movie. You're not doing anything.
Right.
So they kind of get mad, but they agree. You're right. I'm not doing anything. And they get a lot of phone calls. A lot of the families know each other. So sometimes they'll bring all the kids over. So it maybe
wasn't
$7. It'd be a little bit more. It'd be like four kids. And, you know, they get like $12 an hour. And everybody's happy. And my kids are always happy to babysit for the kids.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a great rate.
Where are you guys living? What area are you in?
In Oaklawn.
In Oaklawn, okay.
It sounds like you could bump it up a little bit just based on what we've heard so far. Rate.
Well, we don't like to be abusive, and some of these families that we've known them for a long time, and you know, everybody likes to have a nice time.
Yeah, but time is money. Your kids' time is worth more. Don't short-hand them.
You know what? At 14 years old and 16 years old, they don't need to have that much money in their pocket.
I love
that's
it.
Right.
Exactly.
There you go. Right. Hey, it was just a suggestion, but you made a good case.
Yeah
never mind. All right, so Teresa's got kids. They're 14, 16. They're making $7 an hour. We got a text from an 847. My naive little 11-year-old just started being mommy's helper. And she asked if she could be charged $1 an hour. Mom, would that be too much? That's a great deal.
Okay.
Kid. Do you want to talk about this? For $1 an hour, it is. Sold.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
All right, I'm going to tread lightly on this one because there's already like conflicting reports, and I know people are very sensitive about this, including WHIP with BTS.
Get the tissues.
Yeah. So one article says they announced an extended hiatus, and then another article is like, do not call it a hiatus. It's just a break. So whatever it is.
Those things mean the same thing, don't they?
Right. But one specifically that went out to everyone was like, do not call it this. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You know, I think that in the past, we've seen people in music go on a hiatus, and that's just code word for we broke up and we don't want to say. And I think that's probably why certain people who are trying to manage the message don't want the word hiatus used, because people assume hiatus means they're really broken up.
Right. Where take a break is like the light version of that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, we have to also realize we might be lost in translation. Whatever, you know, they're like, that's not the word we want to translate
for all they
for
know,
that.
Yeah, there could be. Yeah, that's right.
Well, whatever we're calling it, the K-pop group is taking a break. BTS has said they just need it. And they even, like, call it out. It's very interesting. RM is saying that he has always thought that BTS was different from other groups, but the problem with K-pop and the whole idol system is that they don't give you time to mature. You have to keep producing music and keep doing something. So this is, they need to explore their own venues and routes and things. And
I tried to Google, because this morning we were talking about, well, who's the like Justin Timberlake of BTS?
Mm. Yeah.
And I tried to Google it, and kind of all the guys get called out for being potentially the JT of the group.
Well, and what's funny, in retrospect, I don't even know if JT, he kind of became the later star, but I feel like in the beginning of NSYNC, one of the other dudes.
It was
dudes,
JT.
JC,
yeah, JC was really the star.
JC was. Until they broke up, and then JT went ahead and had his own career.
Yeah, totally. So it could be that kind of situation. And, you know, obviously we'll see here in Chicago, and J-Hope is at Lollapalooza, you know, if that's his path. I'm not
really
sure.
We'll hold up a sign and ask him.
Yeah.
Are you on a break?
Right.
And I'm so sad. I meant to have you load this, Chris, and I ran out of time. But I love the story. So Kid Laroi brought the Wiggles on stage to jam with him. We were talking about Lollapalooza and Kid Laroi and how he showed up for Miley. Well, he was doing a show this past weekend in Australia. And he brought on the original Wiggles member. So like Fruit Salad. I mean, you know that song. Fruit Salad. Yep.
You know that song.
So wait, did you grow up on the Wiggles or your son did?
No, I did not grow up on them, and my kid wasn't even totally part of it. It was
just
one of those things.
As an adult.
Shh, okay.
Nikki's at a Wiggles show alone.
Salad.
You guys, they don't sell beer here? The hell kind of show? Sorry, I brought my own.
Yeah, so so Kid Laroi brought them up on stage and sang songs like Big Red Car and Fruit Salad.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't realize he grew up in Australia.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
So apparently, you know, this is like a thing he's wanted to do since a kid, which is pretty awesome.
Wow, well, he's been down under.
Yeah, and Elton John, Elton John, so who knew when Cold Heart came out? Like, we'd be playing Elton John on the mix,
again.
Right?
No.
Even You know what
when
I mean?
First, when you first were like, yeah, Elton John and Dua Lipa have a song, we were like, oh, that's funny.
That's cute.
We'll play it here or there. That'll be great. Then it just keeps going and going and going.
Huge song. Well, he is no stranger to that game. So he is saying that he plans on remixing one of his singles into a new top 40 hit. He's made the decision because he enjoyed working with Dua so much on Cold Heart and probably didn't mind the cash.
Wow.
And he is keeping the song and new singer a secret.
Oh, it's going to be another one.
Here's my hand. I'm going to vote Benny and the Jets with Harry Styles.
Oh, gosh. Stop it. Harry, that would be
and Elton.
So good.
Wouldn't that be great? That's my vote.
All right. I'm going to go with Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me with Lizzo.
Wow.
Oh. I'm going to go Candle in the Wind with Britney Spears.
Wow. That could be toxic.
Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
Because they've already worked together.
They have, right? That's interesting.
Oh.
Anyway.
Swanee's voted for Don't Care. Okay.
He's going to be here in August, so maybe he'll let us know by then. Okay. And then speaking of new stuff, you talked about it a little earlier. New Fits in the Tantrums.
Woo!
Our buddies, we love these guys, this band. They're wonderful. They always do a ton of stuff for us, and they always make songs that sound extra good.
Extra good
in the summer.
She went to broadcast school for that.
Wow. Positive. They are
she
positive
uses all
vibes.
Those words in
extra
her vocabulary.
Amazing.
It's just extra, extra.
Let's let the song do the
talking. Let's do it.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
It's time for your Mix Top 6. Look, it's about 8:45. At this point, you're probably awake. If you're an adult, I would think, at this point. Now, if you're a kid in high school, CPS just went on summer, you might be asleep till noon.
Totally.
That's your business. And then you wake up and you eat old mac and cheese and you have your day. That's fine. But these are the mixed top 6 ways that you can become a morning person.
Oh.
So let's say you're not one, but you want to be one. Here's how you do it. In at number 6, try the RISE technique. It's an acronym, and it goes like this. R in RISE means refrain from hitting the snooze.
Oh.
I means increase your physical activity during the day.
Oh, man. 2 for 2 here.
Yeah.
Yep. S stands for splash your face with cold water.
Oh, that one we can do.
Yep, easy.
No, I still don't do that. Come on, E.
And E stands for your exposure to sunlight, which is a major factor in you getting up and staying up. So get up and open those curtains and drapes. Let that sun pour in.
The first two are very hard.
That's only number 6. Yeah. Please. Ugh. These are your mixed top 6 ways to be a morning person. And at number 5, consider taking melatonin, but first consult your doctor the night before because that will help you get better sleep so you'll wake up feeling more refreshed.
Scares me.
Yes.
Oh, scares me that it's going to make me too tired and I won't be able to wake up.
I love the thrill of that game. How early to take your melatonin?
Oh, man.
They say melatonin is actually most effective at advancing your sleep clock and making it easier for you to fall asleep earlier. I avoid drowsy medications for this exact reason. Like, I feel really groggy the rest of the next day.
I kind
of
love it. Like, I'll take NyQuil even when I'm not sick sometimes.
Sure. All right, Lil Wayne. Get a little scissor up
maybe
going
we don't.
Here.
Maybe we don't say that, actually. Watch never out. Mind. My friend does that.
Good thing we're not live. In at number 4 on the top 6 ways you can become a morning person, ditch that snooze button and just rip off the Band-Aid. Alarm goes off, you pop up. Boom.
No.
Get through it.
Can't do that.
Wait, how many times do you hit the snooze?
As many as possible, like 3 or 4.
I once I hear the alarm, it'll be like beep, beep, and I'm up, and I jump out. But part of that is also because I don't want to wake up my wife, so I feel like I just got to go.
When you hit snooze, you feel like you're winning. You're winning the game.
Agreed. You just got 9 more minutes of pleasure.
Right?
Wow.
And who needs that many?
Yeah, I know there's pain on the other end, but the 9 more minutes.
That's what you want. That's what you need.
Yeah.
In at number 3 on your mixed top 6 ways to become a morning person, you have to keep your sleep schedule consistent.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go to bed at the same time. You know, build that little routine for your body, and then your body will learn and know that it is time to go to bed.
Except for Fridays and Saturdays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or, or if you drank a little bit on a Monday, or out at the club on a Wednesday, it is hump day, In at number 2, your mixed top 6 ways to be a morning person, light exposure is your secret weapon. Quote, light is one of the most powerful cues for setting our internal circadian rhythms, so it's really important to get lots of light exposure in the morning hours when you're trying to adjust your clock to go early. So wake up with the drapes and the curtains, open them up, let that sun pour in, turn on all the lights, light some candles, I don't know. Make it light in there.
Mm-hmm.
And your number 1 way that you can become a morning person, if you're not one yet, this is your mixed top 6, just walk back your sleep schedule bit by bit. You can't just become an early riser instantly. It won't happen overnight. So, to get your circadian rhythm where it's most functional, the lack of sleep drive, going to bed early enough to get an adequate 7 or 8 hours of sleep, is so important. So you want to slowly walk back that go-to-sleep schedule, so you're adding more time in bed, so you sleep for longer.
Okay.
Your body starts to get better rhythm going. You feel more refreshed when you wake up. So I think a few weeks ago we talked about what we all average sleep-wise. I'm somewhere between like 6-ish hours, somewhere on there. You were like a 6-ish, right, Nikki?
I'm 5.
You're a 5.
Yeah.
Because Whip, you're a 5.
Oh, man. Sometimes like 4.5.
Wow.
I know. It's rough.
Violetta, you get 9.
I'm
right?
Spoiled. Yeah, I do like 7 or 8.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
My wife once was like, I can't function on less than 9 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
How can I be expected? Right. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, we're over 30 now. Like,
yeah, we're not polar bears.
You just got to wake up. Like, I don't know what we got to do.
This is the Morning Mix podcast.
Normally, I give the weather here, but.
Yeah, you usually do, but.
I don't really feel like I should do that.
Like, we've talked to Chris Martin, you know, we could have talked to J-Hope from BTS, but we were busy because we are talking to none other than, good morning, Morgan Kochmeyer from WGN.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for making time for us this morning. We saw you were filling in for Paul all morning long.
Yeah, we call it the Summer of Paul around here.
Summer of Paul.
Must be
or
nice.
At least I call it that.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else does.
Wow. Well, good morning and welcome. Part of the reason we wanted to talk to you is because it's hotter than hell. What's going on?
That makes me, you know, there's a place, Hell, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I summer there.
Oh, no.
Don't say that to Nikki. She's very defensive about all things Michigan. When you use Hell and Michigan in the same sentence, she gets very upset.
If you're going to say it, we got to make sure it's actually hotter than hell. And their forecast high is 94 today, and I'm going 96 or 97.
Look at that! Oh! Oh! Hotter than hell.
Nailed it.
Love to hear it. That's wild. Now, go ahead, Morgan. Ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, yeah, we've got, again, another day like yesterday where it'll feel like the triple digits. So excessive heat here today.
Wow.
I want to throw one more thing to you, Morgan. We don't really listen to the TV during our show most of the time, but we do have your station on a lot of the time. So I don't know if you've done this or not, but the last couple of days, we've had so much fun playing 98 degrees music when we've talked about the heat wave. So I'm going to offer this up publicly. If you guys want to steal that idea, like next Tuesday when it's 98 again, you have at it. It is yours.
Please, by all means.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big missed opportunity by us. I didn't even think of that.
You might want to
telling us the day after. That's really
Well, I've been watching the forecast for next week. I think we could have it again on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe. We're just here to help. You know, radio and TV, we always work together.
We got
to
all come together on this. Now,
we're
going to cool down to what I would call like normal. And then it's going to get hot again on Monday? What the hell are you doing over there?
I know. Normal this time of year is 81. And when I came in this morning, it was 81 at O'Hare.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So clearly set up to see much hotter weather today. But we do get 70s again on Saturday at least. And if I could just stop the 7-day at 4 days and stop at Saturday, I think people would be a lot happier.
Right? I think you're right, yeah.
Well, when it's this hot, I think the first thing I think of and most of us think of is jumping into the lake.
Yes.
Is it going to be warm? Is it ever going to warm up? Like, when is it going to get nice?
So I love this question, but you're going to have to listen to me nerd out for a second. Because water, we talk about specific heat capacity with water, and water has a really high specific heat capacity. And that basically means it takes a lot of energy to warm it up. So it's slow to warm up, but then it holds on to its warmth. So it's why, like, we wait until August till the water actually finally feels warm, because we need all summer in the heat to raise that temperature. It takes a lot of energy to raise the temperature of water. It has a high specific heat capacity.
That's
but
just
that
like Whip. It takes him a little
winter,
while,
right?
But once Whip gets warmed up, you forget about it.
I mean, to this whole explanation, we all say, duh.
Yeah. We all knew that already,
Morgan.
So I've been.
I will say though, I looked up the temperature of what some of our buoys near the lakefront, like near the surface of Lake Michigan, picked up from Monday to Tuesday, and it was only 1 to 2 degrees.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Zero.
It looked like it was like 58 to 60, according to one of the things that I. Now, what is it? This sounds silly, and we should probably know this. What is like a good temperature to go in the water? Like, I don't even know exactly. Like 60, I'm like, I could probably handle that, but I probably couldn't.
Yeah, I feel like 60 is a little cold.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think that probably depends on the person, right? But 64, that's cold, especially when you're feeling like it's 100 outside. It's a big shock to put to your system.
So the kiddie pool in the backyard is going to have to suffice.
Yeah.
Listen, that always has to suffice at my house.
Speaking of, how many kids do you have over there, Morgan? Because I see you on Instagram.
Just two. So I have a 2-year-old and an 8-month-old.
Oh, perfect. So you can just stand out there today and just squirt him with the hose all afternoon.
Yeah, I think that's like one of those things they frown against.
No. You just have to make sure you.
Index, but...
Yeah, it's fine. Just
I don't.
Know.
It's up to you.
Don't set the hose to jet. Just put it on shower, and then it's fine.
Sure.
The 8-month-old will be fine. They'll just sit there and stare at you.
Imagining you spraying
Plug
your kids
nose,
in the face.
Child.
Yeah, that's right. Suck it up and grow up. That's what it's a big part of, right? That's summer in Chicago, baby.
I believe you and the Petlex have kids of somewhat similar ages, so I'm envisioning big, huge play dates in the future for both of them.
I didn't want to step on your toes, Morgan, but my wife was like, we should get together. Those kids are cute. Right. And then our kids are cute, too, and then we could get some kind of like Charmin or Land's End ad.
Like a cute explosion.
And if you're thinking this has anything to do with upside-down pineapples,
it does not.
So
don't
worry about that, Morgan.
I had one more weather thing. I don't know when you have to go, so I just keep jumping in because I feel like any minute you could be like, I got to be on TV now. So
She is on TV in this moment. I see her on TV right now. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. No, tornadoes, they can happen downtown despite popular belief that they can't, correct?
Yes, that's such a myth. That's such a terrible myth. I know a lot of people think that that lake works against tornadoes and buildings and all that, but it's totally false. And obviously we saw that. We saw that with all of the warnings that we had, was that Monday night?
Yeah. Wow.
And we have a severe weather threat tonight as well, by the way, but it's mainly north and west, and it's mainly a wind or a hail threat. But just a heads up, overnight tonight, we could get some severe warm storms as well.
Okay, great.
So take it seriously because it could happen.
That's right.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we've seen it before, and we'll see it again for sure.
Well, Morgan Kochmeyer from WGN, which is how we call you that whole thing, it says here, look, the thing we know the most about here is music, and there's a note that says you have a request that you'd like to ride out on.
No, I do not.
Yeah, it says you do, and we're going to need to know, what is it? What did you want to hear?
I wouldn't complain if you played a little It's Raining Men out here.
Oh!
Please!
I called your request line for this interview on accident.
On accident. like, that's wild. What's funny is it's my ringtone, so I can just hold my phone up.
So it's by the Weather Girls. Is that the idea here?
I don't even know. To be honest.
Oh, my. No, you don't even know the meta of
I have
this
no
all.
Idea.
The it really
band,
is. Yeah.
The band is called the Weather Girls, who sing It's Raining Men.
Okay.
Look at that.
Oh, okay.
You didn't even know.
Swanee didn't help you with that answer whatsoever. That was just Perry Lee.
Yeah, a slide email would have been nicer.
Well, you guys, she's just busy planning the summer of Paul.
That's right.
So
that's all she's doing.
You can't give her a break.
Totally, totally. And it's raining men around here.
Well,
it's hot.
Yep. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us today, taking some time out of your morning. Be careful.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Right around 10:30, it's going to start raining men. Thank you, Morgan. That was Morgan Kochmeyer of WGN Morning News. All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.